I'd like to say a few words at the beginning of this period about some obstacles you may encounter in doing Tonglen practice that might help during your practice for the rest of today. The first thing to say about obstacles is that they're not obstacles, but the path itself. Whatever fears, resistances, or confusions we encounter, we can apply the practice to them with patience and kindness and compassion. One of the Lojong slogans of Atisha's 7-point mind training is turn all adversity into the path. And that's exactly what we can do with this practice. Still, it's helpful to be aware of what some possible challenges might be. First one is becoming totally distracted by thoughts. It's not surprising that we can become distracted by swirling thoughts when we're trying to do this practice. We may be deliberately bringing up images and memories of people and experiences in our lives, and that can activate stories, imaginary dialogues, analysis. So just as we do during Zazen, we come back to the sensations of the body sitting upright. We come back to the sensations of the breath, the whole trajectory of the in-breath and the whole out-breath. Then as the mind settles, we return to the Tonglen practice. It can be helpful with this practice to keep it visual and sensory rather than verbal, because producing language tends to produce more language. Yeah, so use the imagery. A second challenge you might encounter is feeling overwhelmed with strong emotions. Some people are quite anxious about doing Tonglen practice because they fear they will be overwhelmed by strong feelings in the face of their own suffering and that of others. Certainly, there is great suffering in the world, and the thought of breathing it in can feel overwhelming. We each have our particular vulnerabilities, and this is a way to become acquainted with them in a new way, held in a compassion deeper and wider than we thought possible. But we don't need to jump in the deep end with this practice. It's fine to get our feet wet first and gradually immerse ourselves into it. Pema Chodron wisely says, if you try to be macho, the practice will backfire on you. You will shut down and give it up altogether. A gentle approach is absolutely essential, but at the same time, you aspire to be able to open more and more into the tender areas, into groundlessness. So you don't have to begin with the most painful and anguished parts of your life. You start with something that you can feel heartfelt caring about, or someone, but that is not so intense as to be overwhelming. One woman was too overwhelmed when she tried to do Tonglen for her son, who was in the grip of addiction. So she tried doing it for the local football team, who had lost an important game. That was her gate into the practice. It's fine to start small. And it's also fine to take a rest and come back to the practice after sitting in stillness for a while, grounding in the body and the breath. Now, on the other hand, as opposed to being overwhelmed, some people have the opposite problem and go emotionally numb when they begin Tonglen practice, even if during Zazen their minds were quite busy. Opening our hearts in this way can feel vulnerable, so our defenses may kick in to protect us from strong feelings. Again, as with overwhelming feelings, we can start small and let go of our expectations to be good at this or not good. Also, we can do informal Tonglen in small moments in our daily life. I call it street Tonglen. Spontaneously. And that can help us not to jam up when we sit down on our zafu, our cushions, to do it. Another common challenge is the fear of being polluted or contaminated, somehow infected by the suffering that we're breathing in. Why would I want to take in all that? It's kind of a knee-jerk response that can arise. The practice is so counter to our conventional way of thinking that suffering or even minor discomfort is something we have to get rid of as soon as possible. So it's important to realize that the practice is to breathe in and open our hearts to suffering and to breathe out relief of suffering. It's not the intent to actually breathe in an illness or depression or rage. This is not a kind of shamanic practice of taking on someone else's illness. It can help, I find, to visualize ourselves as very porous, actually breathing in and out through all the pores of our body, to feel the body as very spacious, as much space between our molecules as there is between the stars, so that nothing can stick or become lodged within us. Sharon Salzberg, the Vipassana teacher who has taught the Brahmaviharas practices for decades, calls it a heart as wide as the world. That spacious. And the last challenge that you may encounter is not knowing quite what to send out, or not feeling able to feel an intuitive sense of sending out. Maybe you feel you don't know enough about that person's suffering. So we can get snarled up in conceptual thought, wondering if the intention for healing and compassion that we're sending out is too general or vague or too specific, maybe not appropriate. So here's where we have to let go into an image, perhaps, or the felt sense of suffering and ease of suffering. Or maybe just a single word might be helpful. Or just an open-ended feeling of compassion and healing. This is not a goal-oriented practice. It's not prescriptive, as though we know what's best for people. It's a practice of opening our own heart and dissolving those boundaries between self and other. And we can trust that when we do that, there will be benefit. It might not be visible, it might not be quantifiable, but there will be benefit. To ourselves and to others, because of course we are not separate. So please continue the practice, making sure to allow times of quiet, resting the mind in the moment before and after you spend a period, some minutes doing the Tonglen practice. And again, please be guided by what arises in your heart, whether it's some way that you yourself feel suffering, or someone that you know. And then gradually we can move towards some of the more challenging, maybe difficult people in our lives. But please, you might spend the whole time on yourself, and that is what's up for you right now. So please just follow your heart in this practice. That's all I'll say for now.